Good with that then.
Yeah, absolutely. I said that to the guys, is that we want to try and get into a winning habit. You know, it's just a mentality thing. Still a new squad, very much a work in progress, but it's getting that winning mentality and just keep going the distance and learning. So it's a lot of work ahead of us, as you can see, a lot of errors and stuff, but a few timely reminders at half time, they came out and showed me what we're capable of. So really pleased for them. And if you keep showing that attitude, then I think we can look forward to the next season.
Two wins as well, keeps you in the mix. It's
a winning habit. That's all I'm looking for. You know, I said to the guys, football, sports, a competition. It's about winning and losing. Understand why you win, understand why you lose, and we learn from it. It's educational, and this squad is a lot of mileage in it. A lot of good energy, a lot of good quality, and a bit of experience there as well. So just getting all together, getting the blend there, but still a lot of work ahead of us. So we'll not get carried away. But it's just nice to be competitive, even at this stage of the season. We can see a lot in the squad that will make us competitive next season.
It's not getting carried away as well, but it gives you confidence going into the game on Tuesday as well. It's all starting to come together, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just said to the guys, believe in himself. Maybe my choice of words at half time, how they believe in themselves is a bit different. But it's just getting to, come on, puff your chest, you're good players. Just believe in what we're doing. There's one or two years I said that I felt I wasn't too content about, and but we sort that out, and they've got to take responsibility on the pitch. I mean, they take the responsibility and go about their business the way they can, then I think that does breed confidence. But if they've not got self-belief or confidence-ability, then I can't have any confidence in them, because we've got to have that in themselves. But I do trust them. That's why they're here at the club, and a lot of faith in them. And I think if they keep working the way they have, then, as I said, we can look forward to hopefully a positive season.
It's twice in a week you've come from behind against a team from a higher division as well. Is that, you're talking about the attitude there that you've kind of, or the mentality, I think you said, sorry. Is that part of it, the kind of not giving up? And
well, people who know me, you know, probably in my 12th year as a manager, and I don't like myself for 90 minutes aside of the park. It's because I'm a winner. And you have to understand what it takes to win. And as much as you can rely on ability or attitude, sometimes it's just a mental thing. And it's that confidence and belief in your own ability, but you know what it takes to win. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to install that in the changing room. And I've just said to them that any player, that if I'm not on at them, then I think that's the time to worry. But when I know it's in them, I'll push them, I'll challenge them. Because I've never entered a competition to be second in my life. And it doesn't matter who you play, what level you play at. It's 11v11, it boils into 1v1. And once you step onto that field, you know what it takes to win. And if you go about it with the qualities, sometimes you get beat with a bit of quality, and you can understand that. You know, our 9 times out of 10, most managers say mistakes. We're disappointed the goal we lost, but I'm sure Steven will be disappointed the goals he lost. So sometimes you know what it takes, but if you don't believe, then I think you've got a problem.
It's why they learn for it as well, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. They said that it's 5-6 weeks since there was 4 players left here, and I've now got about 23. So it tells you there's a massive change around, but people might question, you've brought a lot of players back, you know. Exactly, because they know how we work and we know how they work, and it's a fantastic baseline for me. That's what it is. We've set a benchmark now, and it's now about time for the guys to deliver on their responsibilities, and our job now begins to improve upon it. So there's a lot of work ahead of us, and guys know that if they don't keep producing, somebody else will get that opportunity. So the hard work keeps going, it never ever stops, but it certainly gives us a wee bit of belief in we're doing the right things.
A couple of wee bits of vision for Dalton today as well. Scores a goal, sets up
a second,
gets a winner.
But what, Miller?
Yeah, Miller,
absolutely, yeah, Dan Miller. Listen, Dan's a fantastic footballer. Just sometimes loses his way and he gets a bit frustrated at himself. And you can hear that. He just can't control his emotions at times because he's a winner. That's why he's here. His quality, never in doubt, just that mentality. And he knows he's working with the right people, and John Joyce and myself, because we share his mentality. We're winners. And we understand him, and that's why he's here. Same as Darren Ramsey. Darren Ramsey understands it, and that's why he wants to work with us. We understand him. Smart Russell Dollar wants to come back to us because he knows the way we work him. We take care of players. Because at the end of the day, that's what the game's about. The game's about players. Players win games, managers lose them. So thankfully, thankfully my players won the day. And we can look forward to Tuesday night.
Thank you.
Just how's Jack Breslin doing? Is he all right?
Sure. Yeah, sure, great defensive header at the back post there, and he decided to header the post at the same time, so...
Very brave, actually.
Was. Yeah, but it's again, as a coach and a manager, why we end up in these kind of positions in the first place, but that just shows you his mentality as well. Young boy with fantastic talent. As a younger player, you don't become international captain in the 17s and 19s, you've not got quality. Maybe lost his way, but he'll come back. still young. Still.
He's all right for Tuesday though, yeah?
He'll be struggling, sore ribs. Okay. He looks as if he's went a couple of rounds with Joycey as well. He's got a puffed eye as well, but that's great, and hopefully he'll recover. But at the same time, somebody's misfortune, somebody else's gain. And whoever, I trust anybody who steps in, they're ready to go and do the job for us. Great, thanks guys, thanks very much, all the best.
Thank you.
Well done, man. See you, man. Cheers, thanks. Thank you.
Well done.
Thanks guys.